Justin, I have this really awesome idea that I was just talking about, and I wanted to tell you.
What is it?
So, we're here right now, just literally just drinking coffee, and you know how we like coffee so much?
I do like my coffee.
So, and I like my coffee without hair in it. That's disgusting.
You can thank Buddy for that.
So, cats. Oh, boy. Anyway, so, I want us to, like, go to, like, different coffee shops in the area, and I just want to, like, try out, like, coffee. Different coffees, Americanos, Macchiatos, Espressos, maybe their house specials, like go from one coffee shop to another, and I just want to document us drinking it, and then we can look at it, and then see how we like it, we can like compliment it, or we can be like, this sucks, and then we can just go around just trying different coffees, and we can just post it, and then be the subject matter experts of coffee, the coffee connoisseurs.
So like reviewers, like on YouTube and all that, how they try out foods, and like even on Travel Channel, like they have plenty of people who just go around just trying out foods.
Exactly. So, and then one day we'll be able to go like Mexico and try their Mexican spice coffee with cayenne peppers, and then we're gonna lose our minds because they're so spicy. Or we're gonna go to, you know, Mystic and try out the coffee shops around there, maybe like Italy and try some coffee out there, Japan, we can do tea also, you know.
And then we can find out that I am in an ambulance because I drank like 10 jugs of coffee.
Yeah, because high blood pressure is normal in our family, but for some reason, you're the younger one and you're the one that ends up in an ambulance.
I'm the one to go and die.
How does that even happen? I'm going to say, what's going on? Justin, this would be you. This would be you.
As I'm in the ambulance.
So, fortunately, we won't have to worry about the cat getting in the way and, you know,
knocking over our coffees.
Yep, like Buddy did yesterday. Go figure.
Or like he almost did just
now. Right? But like, in the beginning, like, we can even just grab the coffee and we can just do it to go. Mm-hmm. And then we can just go in my car and we can just mount my phone and we just document it. We can just vlog it. Put it on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Like, I don't even care. We can put it on TikTok also, and we can just be like, we have music in the background and a bunch of just drinking coffee, and it's crazy.
It'll probably get millions of views, honestly.
For TikTok, like, who knows?
It's TikTok.
Yeah, because it's TikTok, and they just watch random stuff, and we're just drinking coffee.
I would like that idea.
Yeah, I think we should totally do it, and I think that's something that would be really awesome, and we both enjoy coffee. Mm-hmm. We both want to travel.
Yep.
You know, like, I was talking to this guy that I met, which I have to tell you more about that later.
Okay.
Crazy story, by the way. It just recently just happened. But his exact words to me was, I don't want to travel, I want to be travel. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay, good. I'm glad it doesn't make sense to you, so I can explain.
I can explain.
So, anyways, so what we do right now, if we wanted to travel, what do we have to do with our jobs and all that?
You would have to either make availability for us to go and do what we want to do, or we would have to, like, quit.
We would have to quit our jobs. Like, hopefully, like, not a lot of you listening would have to do that. So, but you're right. Like, we would have to make it available to us. We have to find the funds to do it. We have to make sure everyone's schedule lines up. We have to get our time offs approved.
Yep.
And then it's only, like, a certain amount of time off that we could do. Like, we couldn't go out for an entire month. We can only do a week or maybe 2 weeks if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
If everyone is lucky. And then we have to get back on time so we can back to work on that schedule.
Yes. Gonna be an interesting part.
What if we had a lifestyle where we could literally make funds work for us, money work for us, make time?
That time it wasn't Buddy.
That time wasn't Buddy. I almost spilled my coffee. So I'm just being Italian over here and using my hands. So, but literally make time work for us, money work for us, to the point where like we can just say, hey, let's go cross country.
That's the dream.
Let's just get in the car and let's just go to the Grand Canyon. And then on the way back, we can circle around, we can go visit Texas, and then we can go visit, you know, New Orleans, Florida, Georgia, work our way back up, and then we can come back on our terms. We can travel when we want to travel, and while we're traveling, we still have residual income coming in.
It's our career.
Like, yeah, that'd be one thing, but I'm just saying, like, if it's not to our career, like, we just want to travel just to travel. Because we can't. Because our careers allow us to.
Okay, I get it.
You know?
Yeah.
So if we're not doing something like work related and we just say, hey, I just want to go up and go to California. All right, we can go to California. We don't need anyone's permission to go. Mm-hmm. We can just do it.
We have the freedom to be able to do whatever.
Exactly. So we can do that on our terms. Mm-hmm. So the benefit of us trying different coffees is we'll be able to just try different coffees around on our terms, also around the country, around the world.
And
you
if
know?
People who can't do that want to figure out what this coffee tastes like and how we feel, or how they would feel, they can like look up our reviews and
yeah, pretty much
find out themselves.
No, let's think of the average person who's like, I really want to think of coffee. I really want to know what is a macchiato. Mm-hmm. Or what's the difference between a macchiato and Americano?
Yep.
They Google it, and guess what comes up? A YouTube video of the brothers D'Angelo, you know?
Yeah.
And us just drinking Americano and Americanos and macchiatos and espressos and say, this is what this one tastes like. This one's bitter. This one's sweet. This one's bold. This one's dark.
This one's making me die.
This one makes my teeth yellow. Like, all that kind of stuff. You know, this one makes me all jittery and have high blood pressure and I crash later. So not literally crash, sleep, crash. Let's be honest.
I was thinking the other way.
Of course you are. You have this weird, like, thing with your inner mortality.
I have very dark humor.
I guess so. But that's the plan. That's what I was thinking about doing. You love coffee. I love coffee. It just flows in our, like, our veins because this is what we grew up with. Why not just have fun with it and potentially, you know,
make something out of it
and because we love doing it. Yeah. Not because we're trying to go after money, just because we love doing it.
And then we can get it sponsored and we can end up on like Dunkin' Donuts commercials.
Yeah, right? There's a dream for you. So yeah, that could happen.
I like that.
Yeah. And all in the efforts of us just having fun doing it. But this is also us building, making content for our dream of making a production studio. This is content that we're making in practice of exactly. So like we need to make content and be able to edit that content, make it like really awesome videos and short skits, whatever, put like music in the background, animated or any of that kind of stuff. If we make the content, then we can post it and then Catalyst Media.
There we go.
But what content can we make? Right now, we don't really have a lot of options.
But at least we have an idea.
Well, we have an idea, yeah. My Ninja Warrior training, my kickboxing, on top of that. So we're going to go out and drink some coffee. We're just going to do some random stuff. Interviews with people about business. Like, let's just make a bunch of content of different stuff under the roof, Catalyst Media.
As long as we put content out.
Absolutely. So, there you go.
I like that idea.
Let's do it.